From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has told his Russian counterpart Washington is prepared to take steps to suspend his bilateral engagement with Moscow on Syria unless the violence in Aleppo is ended and a ceasefire restored. Kerry spoke Wednesday with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We're perfectly willing and able to move forward on those kinds of steps, steps that would end up in the suspension of U.S.-Russia bilateral engagement on Syria, unless we see some significant steps taken by Russia in the very near future to show that they mean what they say when they say they support a cessation of hostilities and a resumption of political talks.
Russia Wednesday said it was prepared to work with the U.S. on Syria and would send experts to Geneva for talks on normalizing the situation. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday condemned airstrikes on the two largest hospitals in the rebel-held area of Aleppo.
This morning, we awoke to reports of strikes on two more hospitals in Aleppo. Let us be clear. Those using ever more destructive weapons know exactly what they are doing. They know they are committing war crimes.
The government of President Bashar al-Assad, backed by Russian air power, Iranian ground forces, and Shia militia fighters, is on the offensive against the opposition's last major urban stronghold in Syria. The United States says it's launched a self-defense airstrike on al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia, killing at least 9 militants. But Somalian officials say the U.S. strike on the central town of Galkayo killed more than 20 of its own soldiers and wounded 16 others. A Pentagon spokesman said the U.S. officials are looking into those reports to determine if they are credible, and if they are, he said they would launch an investigation. This is VOA News.